Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hello and welcome to the online summit Connecting Soul Beings. It is my utmost pleasure to introduce you to Christine Fletcher from Spiritually Aware Parenting. She is a parent coach, an author, energy healer, and a spiritual teacher. And boy, did we have a lot of fun today. She is such an energetic, inspiring woman who laughs a lot, and we had a lot of fun. So today we speak about spiritual connection, parenting, and anything in between that. So please grab yourself a cup of coffee or tea and enjoy the ride. Welcome to another wonderful interview. And I have here the beautiful Christine Schlonsky. She is the queen of sales success mindset, and she is based in Berlin in Germany. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Bianca. I'm so excited to be here.
Wonderful. Me too. Thank you so much. It's amazing to have you here.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this interview and about your work. So let's see what you have in place.
Fantastic. Awesome. Looking forward to it. Probably a few people might be wondering why a sales success coach is actually here on a summit around high vibration, animal language, spirituality, all those things combined. How does that work?
That's a very good question. And I know we had a discussion about that, like, where am I, what I'm up to, and discovered that this would actually be a perfect fit. And what it all comes down to is that actually I believe that sales is love, because you're sharing your gifts with the world. And the more you share your gifts with the world, the more good you do in the world, the better it is for everyone. It's not only you getting your vibration up, but you support other people in getting their vibration up.
Yeah.
And also, as we found out, I'm a big fan. I love animals. And I have two dogs and four cats.
Yes, yes.
So communicating with them, and the cats not so much, because they are so independent. That's what I love about cats.
Mm. Oh, but yeah. When don't we know that?
I thought I'm a cat person. But when I got my first dog, things really changed. And I wasn't the person getting it, my husband. Well, it wasn't a real surprise. I knew we kind of had agreed upon, but it wasn't, well, let's go look for a dog. It was more like I came home at night and there he was, the situation.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you have a puppy in your life, and I wasn't prepared. I'm not quite sure if he was prepared, but he did all the stuff like getting up every other hour to go outside. And what I learned with dogs was that if you don't have leadership skills, you will have a hard time having a dog.
Yes.
So the dogs, they teach you so much. And I understood how important it was to be able to communicate, to be able to say, well, no, and meaning no when you say it. There's mm-hmm. such a big difference. And of all I learned from that animal communication, it was really, really interesting to put it into my business mm-hmm. and to set those boundaries and to get really, really clear on what I wanted to achieve and who I wanted to support and what my ideal client needs to be like so we can work on the highest level possible. Yes. So that ties all into the spirituality, the, you know, believing we are all one. And when we do the work within us, we yeah. can actually change everything around us. And you see that beautifully with animals because they respond to your energy. Mm-hmm. They show you exactly where you are, if you like it or not.
Yeah, and, definitely.
You know, it's, I believe that I actually became a better person because opening up that space for the dogs in my life, which I never, ever had planned to have a dog. I was fine with the cats.
Yes.
So I think it ties all together, and I'm quite sure lots of your viewers have animals, love animals, would do anything to get better in the communication with them so that the time we have together can be better for them and for us.
Yes, absolutely. And what I've experienced myself and with other people as well, not just for ourselves, but also fascinatingly, what is that a word? Fascinatingly? Very fascinating is that animals also have an impact on our business too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're almost like a little business advisor that you've got next to you in that sense. So that's really fascinating. Yeah, wonderful. So in terms of the connections that you have with them, do you physically communicate with them or is it more, I just know what they think or what they're sharing with me?
Well, I do both. Mm-hmm. Often it's kind of a feeling. And often I just talk to them and I encourage them. So just yesterday, from the four cats, it's three girls and one little guy. And when we took him to the vet for the first time, he hated it. Yeah. So he always was the one that's like the most scared out of the bunch. He talks the most and, you know, he just sits there. Even when he eats, he goes like, you know, he doesn't shut up. So it's really amazing behavior and they're all so different. So yesterday I took the time and, you know, he doesn't really like to cuddle. He mm-hmm. likes it, but then he doesn't dare to. So we had like this conversation. I just sat next to him. I mean, he was like having his security thing and being far away enough so I couldn't touch him. And so I just sat down and I told him, I was like, you know what? You're actually a really cool little guy. I mean, you're strong, you're beautiful. And he looked at me like, something has changed. She's telling me all this stuff. And you could actually see and feel it.
Yes.
So this morning, it was the first time he was laying in front of my office door. Mm-hmm. And usually when I come to go to my office, he just runs off. I mean, you can't even have him lay there and just walk by because he's so scared. But this morning he stayed. I mean, I didn't go by in a fast pace. I took my time and I was careful. And I told him, you know, I'm just going to walk around you. Don't worry. I'm not going to cut you or cuddle you or give it a try. And he was like totally relaxed. So he lived there and he watched me and I came back and he was still there and I walked by and I closed my door and he was looking at me. So interesting. And I do believe that this had an effect. Just, you know, talking to him, he did like it. And I believe it's true for all the animals. I mean, with the doggies, I can see it even more. But especially with this little scared fellow, it was interesting to see that change.
Yes, yeah. And has that got an impact on yourself as well? when you see that happening in your animals, that they are so scared?
Well, if they're scared, I always ask myself why.
Yeah.
And I mean, he had a really bad experience at the vet, so mm-hmm. I get it. Mm. You know, you come in and you go without your balls, it's,
yeah.
You know, that's not a good experience.
No, exactly.
He never got over it that we took him to the vet. I don't think he feels safe, but the girls, it's, you know, it's, they don't have that issue. Mm-mm. But yeah, I think for me, it makes me feel better and it lifts me up when I see them happy.
Yeah.
And what I always love, especially about cats, they do whatever they want.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just, they're so centered. They're so within themselves. They don't worry what you think. They do their little thing. They go off and they come back. And, you know, if they want to have a cuddle, they come and show you. If it's enough, it's enough. So just, you know, go somewhere else and they don't care what you want.
Yeah.
And I like that because it shows us, you know, they don't care if they're loved or not. They just know they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not fearful in, you know, being judged like a human or a dog. You know, the dog always wants to know everything is fine and perfect and she wants to get told like, oh, you're such a good dog. The cats, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's good for us to see and to observe that and to understand that if we stop worrying what other people would think about us, we are so much better off.
Yes. Yeah.
Do our thing and the right people will come into our life.
And
I think you can see that with cats. You can, I mean, there are all sorts of other animals, but you know, cats and dogs have lived with me so far and a guinea pig. So
yeah.
I'm more experienced with these animals. But I mean, probably it's the same for every animal. And, you know, they all have their different characters, all four cats. They love different things to eat. They love different spots in the house where to rest and to sleep and to nap. And it's really, they are like little humans.
Yes. Like. Yeah. And they will let you know if they're not happy either.
Oh, definitely. They can speak up, which is also a great thing for us. If we learn how to speak up, if we learn how to set those boundaries, it's really important for us to have a healthy relationship to ourselves, with our business, with our families, like being better off in life. If you can't say no, it's really, really great. So like one of my cats, you know, she is a bit bossy. So sometimes she just lays on the chair. And then when a dog walks by, he just, you know, gets a little puff on his ear or whatever, wherever he walked by. Just a little reminder that he is the boss.
Yes, that's right. So, don't you dare do anything else. This is my domain.
I know. It's so funny to see that behavior. And it's the same as humans. And I think, you know, my thing is like teaching people how to feel amazing when selling, how to be authentic, how to be in their power, in a high vibration. And the animals really show us and teach us how you can do that. And I love connecting with them and seeing like how they negotiate, like who is supposed to eat first, who is second, you know, who gets the extra good piece of whatever, or the bigger piece of cheese, meat, or whatever it is. And it's really nice to see and to understand how these energies work, because it's the same with us. We are mammals as well.
Absolutely.
So, we just communicate in a different way.
Yeah, that's right. And it's fascinating too, because animals do show us how to just be in the moment at the same time. Like you're saying, you know, learning how to be in your power. And often that is something that we as humans don't tap into. Because we've, from what I've experienced and learned over the years working with a lot of people, that they believe that if I stand in my power, I might be too powerful or too bossy or too mean, you know? And with animals, it's like, no, you're in your power, you're present. That is where you operate from. And it has nothing to do with being cocky or bossy or anything like that. It's literally understanding who you are and what drives you, and coming from that space and live in that moment. And also understanding at the same time what you accept and what you don't accept. Like the cats especially tell us, you know, my domain, etc. Dogs can do that too. And then there's a lot of animals that can do that at the same time. But cats are really pedantic with that. They will not give in any way, shape or form.
Nope.
You know?
They go for what they want. And I think that's such a reminder for all of us.
Yeah, definitely.
Like being, and you said that so beautifully, being in the moment, and that's true. You know, sometimes when, you know, one of the cats is allowed in my office, and then when she comes in, you know, she goes to sleep in her little corner, but then also she comes and, you know, she gets on my fingers when I'm typing, like, okay, time to take a break, right? It's like, be in the moment, have time for me now. And they really request in a nice way to get the attention.
Yeah.
And we can do that too with other people. We can, you know, I mean, there are different ways. I mean, we can just stand there and scream and pound and just being upset and asking for attention, or we can find a nice way of getting attention from people.
Yeah.
And going back to the vibration, it's a different vibration when you just, you know, when you are in this needy kind of space and you're looking for, like, I need the attention now and I want to do this and this. It's like, it's a total different vibe than when you're just there and you are in your power, you are in the moment. People will automatically be drawn to you and will have a look at you because they are fascinated of how grounded you are, of how open you are, open to receive, open to give. And it's a feeling, it's an alignment, and people will just feel that. So no matter if you communicate with an animal or with a prospect to buy your coaching services or whatever it is, by just being grounded and open, you definitely have different results.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And it's also... I mean, being open to it is vital, isn't it? Because everyday life just always gets in the way, it seems. And people don't necessarily take the time for themselves because things are so much chaotic and it's happening all so fast as well that we forget to be open to ourselves, to what we can create, and to be open to getting into alignment with what we want to create, and then even to that possibility. I was actually talking to someone today who was really stuck in self-doubt, and she was saying, well, that's too big. What I want is too big and it's too far away. And I said, well, who tells you that it is too big? Who tells you that you cannot have that? Who tells you that it is so far away? And she goes, well, me. And I go, exactly. So we actually started to work backwards from that. And I go, how much do you want that? You know, how much do you really want that? And you could see it in her eyes. You could feel it in her energy. She goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I want. I go, great. From that space, we'll just draw it down and bring you in alignment with what you want to create as well. You know, ask yourself or tell yourself, you know, it would be really amazing if I can have this, this, and this. And then tap into how that would make you feel. And bring that into the moment right now to start that manifestation process, and it allows your energy to be ignited almost. You know, you start to feel into it, and it becomes that you know, you're almost living it already. And so we did a bit of an activity around that. And at one point she goes, "Can you stop?" And I go, "Why?" And she goes, "It's almost like I'm being lifted off." I go, "Great. That's exactly what you want, because it feels like, you know, you're being lifted off, you know, your vibration is being raised, and that's exactly what your energy is doing." But she was so unfamiliar to that. She had not experienced that before. And it was fascinating to watch her process and to see that happening. So, yeah, it's such powerful stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. Fascinating, fascinating. And the other thing as well, the being stuck. I mean, there's a lot of stuff around fear. And, you know, I'm sure as a coach yourself and, you know, what you've lived in your life, and definitely me as well, we've all experienced that in terms of the fear. I have certain tools that I utilize myself to deal with that and to actually overcome that. But sometimes there is a fear point where you don't necessarily recognize where it comes from. How would you deal with that sort of thing?
Well, what I found really interesting to understand is that fear, and probably 99.9%, is an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you are not out in the wilderness and, you know, a bear is running after you, then it's probably not as bad as you think or as you feel in that moment. So when I have like this really big challenges, and I mean, there are many challenges we all go through. Mm-hmm. I always think it starts with the awareness to just recognize that you feel fear. Because so many people don't even admit it. They just kind of go over it, and they just, "Oh yeah, but I need to worry, and I need to think about this, and I need to, and I need..." No. Just sit with it for a moment and understand what's going on.
Yes.
So do you feel it in your body? I mean, is it something like maybe a pressure on your chest or a weird feeling in your tummy? Or do you feel like, you know, your tummy is turning upside down? Like, how strong is this feeling of fear? Like, how dangerous is it for you to feel it? And then I always have a look. Like, why would I be worrying right now? Because when I'm worrying about the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably not about the right now. And even if it's about the right now, there's always a solution. But we forget, because we are taken by the fear. So we forget. We are in a state, and the vibration goes down. It's a really low vibration. And in this vibration, we can't really see the whole potential. So if I'm on a high vibration, I see all the opportunities. I have this really nice energy. I draw people in. But when I'm fearful, it's kind of shutting off. Like, you're going down. The funnel kind of goes down to a low place. And in this low place, in that state you are in, your brain kind of shuts off as well. So, for example, I some years ago, I was on this really cool conference, and, you know, somebody who used to work for the Secret Service was talking about how they pressured people to tell the truth. And it's actually a technique they use. They put people under pressure. And when we are fearful, we are under that psyche pressure. So they put people under a lot of pressure, because then the creative part kind of shuts down. The attention span gets shorter. And, you know, it's a way to find out if they're lying or not, because, you know, lying is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So the truth is always the easy way. And they get the information that way. And it's the same that happens when you are in fear, or when you're fearful, you kind of shut down and your vibe goes down, and it leaves you in a space where you don't have that many opportunities, where you are not as creative as you could be. So I always see that I observe that with myself, and obviously if I coach with somebody and somebody else, and then looking at the options, like what is the worst that could happen? The worst thing is, yeah, maybe you're gonna die. Okay, well, that's like the worst option. What's another worst option? And you kind of go through it, and then your logical mind understands that, you know, even the worst part, like maybe you need to move back to your parents, would be an option. Maybe you sleep under a bridge, could be an option. But it's all these things that probably will never ever happen. So really asking yourself, like, what are you fearful of? Like digging deeper, seeing underneath that fear. If you know, for example, you're going to be fine, let's just say, because a lot of people worry about finances. Let's just say you're going to be fine for 3 months. Even though if you don't earn a dime today or tomorrow or the next 3 months, you're going to be fine. Why worry today?
Yeah.
By bringing yourself all the opportunities and your vibration down to worry for something that might be in 3 months. And there's so much you can do in those 3 months to not have that happen, but from a place of joy, from a place of So I like that. And then I use a lot like body work. So just, you know, going out into nature, walking, taking a walk in the woods, breathing the fresh air, observing cats and dogs, listening to birds, just to get my mind off. And it's, you know, it's my ego, my subconscious that's going to protect me, or things that need to protect me. So I do that, and then also I work with tapping techniques.
That's right, yes.
So depending on, you know, I always like to understand, at least for myself, where that pain is coming from or where that fear is coming from. And then if I can't get it out of my system, I use, for example, tapping so I can release it from my neural system, from my body. Like by tapping, letting it go. So because sometimes our brain tells us, well, we understand it is an illusion, but still we have this fear and it's sitting on our hearts and we can't let it go. So that would be when I start tapping, or walking, or maybe going for a little run, something to move my body because it's trapped in the system and I want to get it out of my system. So I hope that that was helpful.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So what is tapping, and how does it work? Can you show an example perhaps?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. So tapping, or it's also known as EFT, the emotional freedom technique. Depending where you learned and where you got your training from, you can call it this or this. Like there's a whole new thing in Germany going on where we can't say EFT anymore if, you know, you didn't go to a certain person. But what you actually do, it's like we all know, well, probably we all know acupuncture. So you have these acupuncture points on your body. And instead of sticking a needle in it, which I personally have never done, but it doesn't look too good to me, or like pressing on it for a longer time, you just tap gently. So we have different, here's a karate checkpoint, and then here we have the highest point, and then here at the eyebrows, underneath your eye, here, and then here.
Yeah.
So let's just say you were super, super fearful. There's a situation in your life. Let's do a practical example, because I'm sure that your audience, they all have amazing services or products, or ideas they would love to sell, either for money or just for getting the ideas through.
Yeah.
And most of the time we are fearful in communicating ideas, or we are fearful in asking for money. So if you think about having a conversation with another person, that you want to support with your services, but you're a bit unsure and you don't know how this is going to work out, how they're going to react. Let's just tune into that kind of fear or doubt that you have. And take a deep breath and let go. And now just think on a scale of 0 to 10. How strong does this fear feels for you? Right? Give it a number. It could be a 3 or it could be a 5, it could be a 10. Like maybe you're really, really fearful because you have a conversation coming up and you know that might be a tough one. So you want to stand in your full power and you want to stand in confidence and you want to lead that conversation by being a really good conversation partner who creates a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. And you can only do that when you stand in your power and you know what outcome you like to have, you know what's important to the other person, and you can have that in the conversation. Mm-hmm. So let's think about that fear. I'm just going to take a number for you. I'm just so that you can follow better. So let's say your fear is at 7. Yeah, quite strong, not super strong, but quite strong. So you would actually start with your karate checkpoint. You just take 2 fingers and you just tap gently on that point. And now you repeat after me. Even though I feel the fear, I love and accept myself. Even though I feel the fear, I love and accept myself. Take a deep breath. One more time. Even though I feel the fear, I love and accept myself. And then we're going to go to the highest point on your head. Just tap gently. It's not slapping, it's tapping. So be gentle with yourself. Even though if the fear feels strong, just tap. And then you're going to go onto your eyebrow, the beginning of your eyebrow. And you just think about that fear. Keep breathing. At the end of your eyebrow. And you keep breathing. And it could be that you need to yarn, which is fine.
Yep.
It could be that, you know, some tears are coming up. Just let it go. Your body lets go of that energy under your eye. And just think about that fear. And you let go under your nose, your chin. And then you tap. All right. So now you take a deep breath. And another one. And again, you think about your fear and you see, like, on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you now? So it could be that you have moved down, that you are on a 3 instead of a 7, or you stayed at a 7, or it can also be that out of a 7, it's like a 10, you feel it really, really strong. So you just keep repeating that process. And over time, maybe you have to do it like 3 or 5 times. And over time, you will see how you are able to release that strong feeling. And, you know, the aim should be that you hit the 0. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's gone. But, you know, even if you go from a 7 to a 3, you are in a much higher vibration because the fear is not taking you down anymore. So you can do that with any kind of feeling that is coming up that scares you. Could be that you feel anxious or, you know, I even do it for headaches. But for a headache, I'm like really, really clear, like, how does the headache feel? And describe the feeling of the headache. And then you just tap that feeling of that headache. So it's a really, really helpful tool. And I would love to encourage you to, whenever you feel a bit off, feel into it, acknowledge it, and then, you know, go for a walk, do tapping, Just release it. Don't flap it around because it's gonna grow.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love that process. I tap myself as well. So it's yeah, it's amazing. I do it slightly different to you. Like I use different wording, not at the karate checkpoint, but for the rest of the year, I do other things when I go like here and here. I check in and I just say things that come up around that fear or around the emotion. And yeah, the breathing afterwards is just, you know, you just feel that it all just falls away and it just reduces. Yeah.
So many
you know,
people
and
forget breathe or be reminded to breathe.
Yeah.
I usually, you know, I didn't want to make it too complicated right now, but I usually, when I go like the second or the third round, just saying out loud what you feel. And then there are different processes that you even can tap into how you would love to feel once the fear is down.
Yes.
There's so many things possible with the tapping. It's really amazing. But I think as a first aid, this is like the structure is really, really good and everybody can do it. It's not complicated.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a lovely process. And when you mentioned about the acupuncture that you'd never done it yourself, I actually had to chuckle inside. That's my first go-to. I absolutely love it. Yes.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of needles, I guess.
Yeah, true. But yeah, it's that's been actually a lifesaver for me, acupuncture. It's been such a beautiful healing process in addition to everything else that I implement and then the tapping as well. That's just, you know, easy to do for yourself. For the acupuncture, you obviously go to someone. But yeah, it's a very, very powerful. And it's so beautiful that it all aligns with your vibration, with yourself, you know, in your growth and in your acceptance and releasing negativity and releasing all these emotions that no longer serve you. It's, you know, I always feel really sad for people when I hear that they deal with certain emotions for such a long time. And sometimes that can be cleared in, you know, in a moment with the right guidance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so fascinating what you can do with tapping.
Oh, yes.
So I took tapping training and now I'm in the process of becoming a tapping coach. That means I have to go through all the modules again with my coach to assist, like having a different point of view. And I just had the other day tapping and trauma. And so many people have actually traumas, severe traumas. And, you know, there are ways you don't even need to talk about it. You just tap. There are several techniques, one called tapping trauma technique. You can put that into YouTube. And you find a lady with the name of Gundella, I believe. It's a Swedish lady. And, you know, she's teaching that all over the world. And you just start tapping and you can let go of these, of the connection from your trauma to the emotions that keep you and hold you back. And, you know, sometimes I even tap on my dogs.
Yes. So, oh, yeah.
Whatever, you know, is going on. I'm like, you know, it's not. And they tell me if they like it or not. So either they move or they stay in the spot. But, you know, it's so interesting that you can do it with animals. You can do it on other humans. But what I love is if you empower someone.
Yeah.
If you empower someone to do it themselves. If you empower someone to not need you because you really give your gift to them instead of making sure they come back each week and pay you for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there are different ways to see the world, but I'm a huge believer of empowerment.
And that's something that you really focus on as well, isn't it? When you work with people, the empowerment process.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
If you are in your power, you can do everything.
Mm.
You can carry topic of sales.
Yeah. So how do people find that power, do you think?
Well, they have it already within.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all have everything we need within. Mm-hmm. So I just help them to see, I just help them to unleash it, to I call it out, and you know, I see the energy, the potential. It's always, you know, it's, if you work with yourself, you have those blind spots.
Yeah.
But if you work with somebody else, you see, I see that other person in their brilliance. And, you know, when I write my blogs, I always say, hi, gorgeous, because I truly believe that the person reading it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And even though they might look in the mirror and say, well, that's not me. Yeah, it is. You just haven't found it. You just haven't seen it. And it's not a marketing trick or anything. I truly believe it.
Yeah.
And you know, when people get to know me, they say, well, oh, it's really you. You really see us this way. And I'm like, we are all gorgeous. We are all very unique. It's just a society that tries to put us in the same box. And tries to limit us and put belief systems and limiting beliefs on us. But you know, if you start going out and shine, you will figure out that the fear you had was an illusion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, just allowing yourself to be you, to get into the highest vibration that you can be in, which is love, to just give yourself the gift of loving, because love is something really, well, kind of tricky, and tricky might not be the right word, but
we know what you mean.
When we share something, we have less.
Yeah.
But with love, it is actually when we share love,
I
find that fascinating, and and you know, it will make you feel good. So actually, by you allowing yourself to give love, and you know, I'm not talking about the romantic or the intimate.
No,
love in general, like this really, really strong feeling. Then it multiplies.
Yes.
And people so often don't realize that, because they come from that scarcity mindset, like, okay, I can only love this person. Or, you know, and people who have children, who have animals, more than one, they know that when the second child came, all of a sudden, that love multiplied. It wasn't, the container grew. You can give more of that. Right. When we got our second dog, actually, the first dog chose the second one as his companion. And I was like, oh, my God, I love this dog so much. How can I have space for the other dog? Guess what?
You can.
He rose. My container broke. Yes. And, you know, it's both of them. And I love them to death. And I love the cats. And, you know, I love my husband. I love my family.
Yes.
It's just growing and growing and growing. And I think when we change that point of view, when we stop listening to, you know, the media, to ways we are supposed to be, and we step into what we truly know already inside. I mean, your vibration is gonna go through.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel that. I can, you know, just talking about it, I feel like I am lit up. And, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm just talking. I'm just putting my focus and attention and my thoughts into a direction that most people don't go. And I would love to inspire you and to motivate you to go to your dreams and, you know, to stop just dreaming and act now. Take inspired action. Dare to be seen. Dare to talk about your truth. And, you know, it's different for everyone. And the right people will come your way. And that's really, you know, helpful for your whole life.
Beautiful. It's a fantastic closure. Wonderful. Yeah. How amazing. It's beautiful. That's like a double golden nugget.
Thank you.
Wow. It's amazing to talk to you. You know, everything that you experience and how you teach and inspire others, it is such an amazing gift that you have. You are an amazing gift. And I'm so grateful that you're here to share that with all the people that are watching this, and hopefully it will spread further through them as well, through all the gorgeous souls that are taking this on board. So it's amazing. I feel privileged and honored, and I thank you very, very much.
I thank you so much, Bianca. Thank you so much for putting that in the world and having such an amazing topic. And I really, really hope that all of your listeners got a lot out of it and are inspired to give their gifts to the world and to really, really shine. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback, as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancaderose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.